Here's the truth about AI. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/UK/AI for people.
There's a lot to keep new parents awake at night. But it won't be the prices at Asda's baby and toddler event, starting from the 21st of April, including the Mam anti-colic bottle set down from £38 to £24.98 and the Newbie Rapid Cool bottle maker down from £40 to £24.88. Plus, for more exclusive offers, sign up to Asda Rewards Baby and Toddler Club. That's Asda price. Select a stores and line subject to availability. Asda Reward requires app and registration. One membership per person. Full T's and C's. Asda.com/rewards/terms.
Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, how do I say this? Every entrepreneur has a spirit inside, and that spirit makes them different from the workaday individual. We just can't do it. Matter of fact, we can't do it because we want to work twice as hard, but we want to put that extra money in our pocket. Entrepreneurs are different kinds of human beings. There's a spiritual nature there that is just driven. What drives you? So I have a couple guests for you guys today. Entrepreneur Weekly, part of Entrepreneur Magazine and Entrepreneur Media. You can find our podcast on the radio stations on Entrepreneur's website, entrepreneur.com. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. There's a lot of really great podcasts at the entrepreneur.com website. So if you like listening to podcasts, have time to go over and check that out. But our first guest is, well, she has her own podcast too, by the way, that has over 50 million downloads, which makes me even jealous. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. Her name, Lori Harder. Podcast host, author, speaker, entrepreneur, founder of the soon-to-be H2Glow. I love how this starts out, Lori. Welcome to the show. It says, Lori Harder is a small-town high school dropout turned 3-time fitness world champion, 11-time fitness cover model, entrepreneur, investor, top podcast host, author. It just keeps going on. What have you not done? I mean, I love entrepreneurs are doers. And you're another doer. Welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be here. Well, thank you for having me.
With 50 million downloads, I think I could probably learn something from you. That is really impressive. First of all, for those who are listening, tell us about Earn Your Happy. But this, I mean, it must be something incredibly special because friends tell friends, and that's how you end up with 50 million downloads.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Earn Your Happy came out of a place where I wanted to connect with people. I am like, when people meet me, they think I'm very extroverted, but I'm actually quite introverted and I don't love having to network. And I realized that was a very large part of being successful was who you ran with, who you knew, who you could ask questions to. And so for me, I was like, what is the easiest way for me to connect with people, have these really great, deep conversations, be able to really get to know them, but also add value to their lives, like to create something that people would want to be on because it gives them a place to talk about what they want to talk about and share what they want to share. And I had been a podcast listener at that point for probably 3 years, and I had gotten so much value out of it, like to the point where I was like, you know, the podcast host, you're like talking back to them in your earbuds and you're like, think that they're your best friends and you like follow these people and they're changing your life. And I thought, what if I could do that for people and really, really bring them like really real, raw conversations about like, hey, I didn't graduate high school. Here's what I did. Here's, you know, I don't feel like I'm an extrovert out in the world. And here's what I did to make it work for me. That's really what I wanted to share was what are the stories of the people who are doing it differently while also adding value and being like, we're all humans. We're all struggling. Like I really get into the feelings of what it feels like when you're going for these big things. Like, man, there's sometimes you have years where it's like a winter, you know, and you need people and you need these conversations. Like you can't do it alone. And that's really what I wanted the podcast to be for people.
I love that. My wife actually said to me the other day, we've been together 41 years since we were, she was a teenager then.
Wow.
But yeah. And then we went out for years and then ended up getting married and now have, you know, four kids and four grandkids and one on the way. But she says to me just the other day, she goes, you know what? I have to listen to your show to find out what you're really thinking. And it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, I guess I don't talk to her enough, but I have to put her in front of a microphone, you know, and then I can talk to her. Yeah, some of the best conversations have on some of these kinds of radio shows and podcasts. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. And if you want to be the 50 million and one, you can download it. Lori Harder, HARDER.com on social media. Lori Harder is at Lori Harder on all those things. She is the CEO of LoriHarder.com and H2Glow. We'll talk about that here on the show, too. Don't go anywhere. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere, our podcast at entrepreneur.com, and this radio show that turns into a podcast is also available on radio stations around the country, and thank you guys for listening. On the line with us is Lori Harder, podcast host, author, speaker, entrepreneur, founder of a lot of things. We're going to get to that in a moment, but she's got a book. It's called Tribe Called Bliss. And Lori, welcome back.
In Los Angeles. Actually, we're in Marina Del Rey. Is that where we are?
We're Playa Del Rey.
Okay,
One of the Del Reys.
Something there. Yeah. Scott Duffy is here, and Jason Barnard, who is an amazing fellow.
Yeah.
Can you tell the world, before I forget again, your website and how they can reach or find you and learn about you? Because I think you are one of the most important people in the world when it comes to AI and when it comes to business and understanding how things work. You said it. You said all the way from Paris, there's evidently a little bakery downstairs, and you went downstairs and talked to the bakery and you explained it to the baker in 2 minutes. I can't do that. It's going to take me a half an hour. But tell the world about your website and what you do.
Right. Well, our role at Calicube, KALICUBE, is to teach the algorithms, Google, AI, ChatGPT, Copilot, Perplexity, who you are, what you do, and who you serve, and that you are credible. So our role is to translate your personal brand for the machines so that they will then represent you the way you want.
He's a computer teacher. He teaches the computers.
Well, he does. And it's just, here's the thing. People believe what most AI tells them. Yeah. And so if you go into ChatGPT or you go into any of it, you go into Meta or you go into any of Google Gemini and you ask who Alan Taylor is, who Scott Duffy is.
A movie producer.
A Udemy teacher. That's a Udemy teacher. That's right. Whatever comes up is what they're going to believe. They're going to believe that that is the expert. So if you can get them to highlight you first and you can craft your brand narrative, your message in a way that helps represent you best. That is so powerful.
Right. Well, and here's the trick. Go to ChatGPT, DeepSeek, Copilot, Perplexity, or Google, Gemini, Google Search. Ask, tell me about Jason Barnard and see what it answers. They will all answer more or less the same thing. They will all get the facts straight. And they will all say things like incredible, world leader, serial entrepreneur, award-winning innovator. And I have taught them to do that. It's like teaching a dog a trick. And they all have learned this trick.
That's
the beauty. It works for all of them without exception.
Amazing. Well, you know, and then after they search for you, they should type in their own name and see what comes up. And maybe what needs to be cleaned up.
Yep.
And really, that's where you come in. That's where we've come in for me, is helping to make sure that we have kind of my brand narrative down the way that really I want to tell the story.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is that, the guy with the big sledgehammer that flies around and throws a big sledgehammer at people? It was a big movie.
Thor.
Thor, thank you. Evidently, I produced Thor, Alan Taylor, right? And that's the problem. He's got a bigger name than me, but only in movie producing.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you a cool story, why I started doing this, why I started manipulating the algorithms from the outside to represent me the way I wanted, because I was the CEO of an entertainment company.
Yeah.
We made cartoons with ITV International, was on Playhouse Disney, huge success, and I was the voiceover artist for the dog. It was a blue cartoon dog. And when I pivoted, I exited the company called Up to 10. I pivoted into digital marketing entrepreneurship. And I would go to pitch to clients, and they would say, yeah, brilliant, we'll have Calicube on board. We want to work with you. This is brilliant. I would give them my business card. I'd walk out of the room, and they would not look at the business card. They would Google my name.
Right.
Yeah. And at the top it said, Jason Barnard is a cartoon blue dog. And they would say, well, I'm not going to give my digital marketing to this guy.
Right.
So I had to figure out how to change its perspective.
We want Thor back.
Right. And change its perspective. So it said, Jason Barnard is a credible entrepreneur and a world-leading digital marketer.
Okay.
Sign.
Give us the website slowly with that British accent with a little twist of French. I couldn't get it. The website for you is, Jason?
Avec un accent français et même la langue française.
Oh, my God.
So I'm speaking French. I do apologize. My website is jasonbarnard.com, okay.
J-A-S-O-N-B-A-R-N-A-R-D.
Yep. And my company is Calicube, K-A-L-I-C-U-B-E.com.
Calicube.
Or you can simply Google me, Google Calicube, or ask ChatGPT, Copilot, Perplexity, and they will tell you where to find us and what we do.
He gets around.
I was blown away. And what you've done for Scott.
Yeah.
You know, because listen, through the COVID and all the stuff that went on, the world shifted, and we were all busy wearing masks, trying to figure out if we were going to die or not. And all of a sudden, we came out, and there's this whole new world. And then we got ChatGPT and all this AI stuff. And everybody was like, well, what do we do now? Well, that's what Scott's trying to answer with AI Mavericks.
Brilliant.
And we're going to be here for the rest of the show talking to some more people with Scott Duffy. Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
I want to learn more from you as we go on. We'll take a little break.
Thank you, Scott.
Live
thank you,
from Los Angeles, California, and the thank AI you. Mavericks event. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back once again at AI Mavericks event in Los Angeles, California with Scott Duffy. It's his event. He says, Alan, what do you know about AI? I said, nothing. I don't really want to know about it. Leave me alone. I'm old.
Just like that.
Just like that. Anyway, but I said, look, whatever you're doing, I'll come down and see what's going on. So, of course, here I am, and we're halfway through this event today, and I'm freaking blown away once again.
Yeah.
Especially the guy that's sitting, Joe Stolte, here at the table. But you got a little story, so talk about this guy.
Well, Joe Stolte is the co-founder of Daily AI, and Daily AI was the first AI tool that I ever used, and it has automated the process of me putting together and sending out an email every single week. But what's incredible is that I spend very little time after the tool was trained. I spend very little time every week doing this. I have open rates 66-67%.
So what that means, because you guys understand that language, let me decipher for my audience. Open rates. That means people actually look at the email and maybe even read it. And they actually know that you're looking at it and reading it.
I just want to say something. I'm just not sure what it is that I want to say. I'm hearing the explanation. But no, you got it.
I mean, you know, it's like, look, we got to remember, you guys are here at an AI conference.
Right.
And some of these words, they just pass right over the heads of the audience that's out driving in their car and could give a damn about AI. But AI is not only coming, it is here. And we better pay attention to it. Because it's going to be running your life. It's already running your life. If you use Siri or any of these other things, that's AI, artificial intelligence.
Well, it's true. And the thing is,
but it's early in the life cycle of it, really.
it's early in the life cycle of it. And, you know, there's a lot that we don't know about what this is going to look like over the next few years. But the one thing that we do know is that the people who start to learn about AI and play with AI today are going to be the big winners over the next 5 years.
Agreed.
And daily AI is one of those tools that just stands out.
And it's dailyai.ai.
It's daily.ai.
Oh, see, I knew I would get it wrong.
You were close.
Daily.ai instead of .com.
That's right.
Again, some people don't even know. You can actually use something besides .com. Yes, you can use .ai because you're using it.
Indeed.
So what I was blown away with is how much you do, Joe, for your clients and how amazing it is, how life-changing to so many companies that don't have any idea. They don't know what they don't know. They don't know what they're missing. They're putting in huge amounts of work to get a fraction of the return on investment that they could get if they used daily.ai,
That's the company.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell them what you do.
We were just talking about this on stage. Our mantra in the company is outcomes over outputs. Mm. Today you can use AI like ChatGPT and you can get an output. It'll put out text or images or videos, and it's amazing. It's mind-blowing. It really is. It's like talking to superintelligence.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't move the needle in your business, especially a small business, you got less than 100 people, you know, that's a big deal, right? You want leads, you want sales, you want growth. It needs to move the needle. We don't have time to mess around with things that don't work. We don't have time to mess around with cute things. We need things that move the needle. So we just took that from the day one and we said, how can we put together a series of workflows, AI workflows and agents that actually get the job done? They get people to send a newsletter, get people to open it, and then get them to click on it. And hopefully inside of that, click on side of your products and services to begin the next step in the sales process so that you can sell more of your stuff, whether that's plastic surgeons
While
you're sleeping. Better, faster, and cheaper than a human with 24/7 machine-like precision. That's what we say.
And the fact that he's got a six-year-old filming him right now over here, that's your son, I know.
That's right.
That's just great. He's got him going early. Standing next to my 30-year-old son over there filming us also, but that's the best part.
But like a good six-year-old playing with the phone.
Know, right? Wait till you see that video.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's an AI app that'll stabilize it and make it all pretty.
So what I was blown away with, and we have such a short time with each one of you folks from this amazing event, it's called AI Mavericks with Scott Duffy, is the affordability of it. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like, I'm listening to you talk, Joe, and I'm like, oh my gosh. This is like way cheaper. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Because this is going to take people's jobs at some point because it's so much more effective and efficient. But that's why people still have to, you know, be creators.
That's right.
Because then it enables the creators to be more creative.
100%. And I would argue that we're all creators. We're here to create. That's what we do. We ask, what do humans do? We create stuff.
That's right.
And I think if you have a job where someone has trained you to behave like a robot, a robot is going to come and do a robotic job
better.
That's
exactly right.
And if you can learn, when you learn how to use AI, you can jump orders of magnitude. I'm talking like huge scales and capability.
Superhuman.
Yeah, I mean, you can be super you. You can stop doing the things that are rudimentary, that take your time, that aren't worthy of your time on this planet. You know, depending on your belief system, you may only get one lap around this track, right? So, let's make the most of it. Let's put our time, energy, and everything into the things that matter the most. And so, for us, we say, great. People writing email newsletters is probably not where they want to spend their time. You should spend that time connecting with your customers in real life.
I do that. We do that every week, and it is time consuming. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that just hits it right on the nose. Is we talk about maybe eliminating jobs. I actually think that it's helped create jobs in my company because it's taken an area that I really wasn't paying much attention to because, frankly, I wasn't good at it.
I hadn't
gotten good results. And then once I started to work with Daily AI, what happened was we started to generate more leads, and those leads turned into more sales. And I was able to go and hire other people to
money.
Do other stuff that was really important to
expansion.
Us.
All right, Joe Stolte, Stolte, daily.ai. Amazing. You guys should all go check it out. Daily.ai. Scott, thank you for having me, but thank you for bringing Joe all the way from Austin, Texas with his little son, Journey.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks,
awesome.
Y'all.
Great thank to see you, Joe.
All right, we're going to do more of this from AI Mavericks with Scott Duffy right here. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Came and went, like the times that we spent hiding out from the rain.
Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. Do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together. At MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. Once again, we are at the event called AI Mavericks with Scott Duffy. Scott Duffy's a longtime friend of mine, and he says, Alan, AI, I'm telling you, I'm going to pull you screaming and kicking and you know, but you got to come here and learn a little bit more about AI because it's important. And it's not only important to him, it's now I get it. I understand. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you for making me get on an airplane, sleep in a crappy hotel, and wake up hating you. But I'm here and now back. I love you again. Anyway, and introducing me to some amazing people, but also helping me to realize the importance of AI and not be afraid of it, even though some people are afraid of AI. It's kind of, I said to one of my friends, I said, it's like a nuclear weapon that is consumer friendly. Well,
you know, it's funny because I think that today most business people, they have this, like they're stuck between this fear of missing out on AI and the fear of jumping in. They just don't know where to start. And I think that there's this misperception that they get by reading the news that everyone, except for themselves, like all their competitors are doing this. But we're really just at the beginning.
Right.
And that's what I'm excited to talk to Renee about, because she is really on the forefront of what is happening with AI and real estate. And so we're going to talk about that.
Renee Lacia Acho.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Well done. Excellent.
Not
First
an
chance.
Easy name. I had to put a chip in my brain to be able to say that. Mm-hmm. Scott tells me that you are some kind of realtor, like number one, sold over $1 billion in real estate. How much was the chip that they had to put in your brain?
Oh, I don't know, but I think I needed to replace and reboot it because it's wearing thin. So I'm glad that AI is there to reboot me and help.
Well, so Scott, tell the story on your relationship here with this Renee and, you know, real estate. How can it work in real estate?
Well,
come on.
I'll tell you, what I think is really cool here is that, you know, for years, trainers, teachers, people who are really great at what they do would offer courses. They'd offer online courses to help other people get better at what it was that they do. And the challenge with that model is, first of all, courses are hard to make. They're expensive. You got to shoot them. Everything's got to go right that day. You only know what you know up to that point. And AI completely unlocks a completely new door. With AI, what you're able to do is create a digital clone. We saw, share with you Delphi today and what they're doing with digital cloning. You can actually create a digital representation, almost like a digital twin of yourself.
You know, part of it, and Scott will agree, I think, as well, there's a fear. I think the part of AI that is really what we're seeing is it's concerning not just how you use it, but what it's going to do to your job position.
Right. Yeah.
So for years in real estate, you know, we hear, oh, we're going to be replaced by online sources. We're going to be replaced. And there's always the human factor that we know can't be replaced. It's
That's
that
right.
one-on-one, it's the relationship.
Totally.
So I do believe that, you know, it's a slippery slope in real estate as well. People believe that if you become so automated or AI leveraged that you can replace yourself from an industry that obviously has meant a lot to a lot of people.
Right.
But understanding how to use it as a tool and use it to really empower you to spread and grow beyond the capacity of what 24 hours in a day allows is where the people are going to find the path to winning.
So my son calls me the other day. He's a realtor.
Okay.
And he's about 5 years in now. Uh-huh. He says, Dad, it's so weird. He goes, I got a phone call the other day from somebody that told somebody else that, you know, I was a good realtor and they, you know, word of mouth, this, that, and the other. And he's literally waiting with a little bobber on his fishing rod for the fish to swim by the one hook with a little worm that's been chewed on for so long that it's not even flavorful anymore. And that's how it is without these tools that you guys have now. And he was so amazed that somebody from Colorado or something called him. But that should not be an amazing thing. That should be not a daily occurrence, but you obviously, maybe you can tell some stories.
If you do it right, there's no question. People make the mistake, and in the industry, it's, you know, there's a very low bar of entry. $300 gets you a degree for the most part,
right,
in real estate.
Right.
And so people are watching these TV programs and think, oh my gosh, this is such a glamorous lifestyle and I'm going to make millions in my first, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. It's just like anything. You have to really treat it like a serious business. It's not a hobby.
Yeah.
And the tools of a lot of the leverage and the resources out there are all about lead generation, lead generation, lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
The components that are often missing are the training and capacity to understand the knowledge behind the business, the real industry knowledge that sets you apart but also sustains whatever market there is. So in your son's case, waiting for that business to come is why 80% of agents leave the business within the first year.
Right.
It is expensive. It doesn't stop at $300. It doesn't stop ever if you're doing it the right way.
Right.
So making the knowledge your superpower, which goes to the training and the opportunities and the coaching and all of the different ancillary things that you should be knowing that change on a dime.
Yeah.
That's the craziest part. To do a course and teach today, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. The market changes quickly. So for your son to continually be growing and learning and understand that the one thing you have to be always doing is leveraging the opportunities for more growth and keeping that pipeline service, which is intimidating for a lot of people.
Yeah,
they don't know where to begin.
You know, I think that when people see change coming to an industry, I think that most people get flat-footed. I think that they get paralyzed by fear. And I think that what's really fun to watch you do is look ahead and say, I'm not going to be intimidated by this. I'm going to learn how to leverage this stuff and use it as a tool to help me to grow further, faster, probably with far less capital than most people would imagine.
Absolutely. And I don't know how fun it is for the people who work for me, because I say if it's not broken, break it and remake it, because that's how you keep going. It's not always fun to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah.
But complacency is the practice of going out of business.
Mm.
And if you are not in front of things, if you are afraid of them, you're going to watch your business dwindle.
Wait a second.
It's difficult.
Did she just say that? Can you say that again?
Complacency is the death of growth.
It's the practice of going out of business.
It's the practice of going out of business.
Wow.
And it really is. In any industry, I mean, whether it's real estate or what technology changes, data changes, opportunities change. And if you stay where you are because you're afraid of looking in, you know, the left or right or even the rearview mirror, you're left behind. And I see it happen all the time in our industry.
Give me one favorite story about using AI in your business.
Well, I will say the ChatGPT, of having the opportunity when I first discovered it, of seeing just the pure ease of what you were talking about with some of the great people that were here today were talking about. That email, that, you know, multiple source of, you know, how do I write this? Where am I going to get the information? Even writing remarks on our listings. But being able to not be afraid anymore of having typewriter shock or keyboard shock because you don't know what to do, it has opened this opportunity. I've watched it with my company. I've watched it with my team where, you know what? I'll just ChatGPT it. And then the conversations get that much easier. It's like going to the bar and having, you know.
I love it. She's wearing her name on her shirt.
Oh, yeah.
She's
always
like,
be branding.
Marketing maniac, Renee Lacia Acho. I got to tell you, I'm going to let my son listen to this, and he may be calling you. And you're in Michigan.
I'm in Michigan, Metro Detroit area.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Everyone gets freaked out by that. It's
You could buy a house for $500.
Sure, no problem. I wish it were true. It's a lot more houses.
I know. All right. Thank you for being one of our contestants.
My pleasure.
Scott Duffy and Alan Taylor will be right back from AI Mavericks here in Los Angeles. Stay with us. Once again, a guest. I have no idea who this guy is. Scott Duffy just says, don't worry, he's good.
No, you're going to love
Scott
this.
Scott Duffy's you right here.
You're going to love this, Alan
what
Taylor.
An introduction.
I don't know who he is. Brad Moss, I have no idea who you are. At the AI Mavericks with Scott Duffy event here, learning about AI and the finer parts and the importance of AI in our world and in our lives and business. And you know what? I have been that curmudgeon that was like, this is one thing I don't want to know about.
Wait, did you say have been?
Have been, yeah.
Have passed.
Yes,
past
because sense. I now, I get it. I'm I'm like walking around talking to all your guys behind your back. Hey, I can do a deal with you. Hey, let me work a deal with you. Yeah, I'm just like, Scott, I can do a deal with you. Anyway, it's kind of funny. All right, so tell us a little bit about Brad, Scott.
Well, so Brad Moss is the founder of Enhanced AI. And this...
Oh, another AI guy.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
This
is an AI company that you need to know.
Okay.
And Enhanced AI is... I'm going to let Brad tell us more about it, but is really on the forefront of one of the most important, I think, tools that we're going to be using as business leaders over the next several years in the AI space.
And you know what I'm learning? This is really kind of fun.
It's great.
It's great. Because you're kind of going, no way, really? And you're like, yeah, really? Like the guy that was here from Paris. I can't think of his name already. But
Jason Barnard. Yeah. CaliQ.
He's like, it took me 12 years to learn this, and I'll share it with you in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take it. Yeah. 12 years in 2 minutes? What an investment.
Yeah.
What's cool, though, about, like, when you talk about that and the excitement, what's cool is this is the kind of company you need to be excited about, what Brad's working on, and the technology, the AI stuff that they're developing. And so, Brad, can you share with us what you're doing at Enhanced AI?
Yeah, I will. And let me tell you briefly my background a little bit. I've been in big tech. I was at Amazon. I ran the third-party selling platform that everyone uses to sell on Amazon. So I understand big technology. Went down to being an entrepreneur, and I've always kind of been an entrepreneur at many businesses. And I got exposed to this AI technology about 3.5 years ago, before the big craze, and realized the kind of power that was coming, and realized that there was so much you could do with AI. I knew I'd need too many engineers to do everything I wanted to do, because I'm realizing this, the technology is incredible, right? And this is before ChatGPT.
Well, you were the tip of the spear at that point, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
the
now the spear is fully engaged.
Yeah. So I set out to build a platform basically where you can just build agents. Business people, knowledge workers can all build agents. It's almost like Excel. Do you remember the first time you opened up Excel?
No. I never have, but go ahead.
Maybe you have. A lot of people like,
I have people to do that for me.
that's why you wanted to leave this space. You didn't want to come back.
That's right.
I don't understand technology. Well, the first time you opened Excel, it was like, oh, there's cells and like, how does this stuff go together and whatever, right?
Gotcha,
and it was kind of confusing, but then you pick it up pretty quickly. It's the same concept. This whole platform basically takes all the AI systems, puts them in one place, and makes it really easy for you to build an agent on your own. Whatever customized agent,
but Brad,
exactly.
Is it voice controlled?
It will be. It's not quite. Certain parts are.
That's the amazing thing, right?
Yeah. Give us a year, and like you'll just be able to say what agent you want built, and it'll all be built for you, like automatically.
I'm telling you, that's why you're better off getting involved early, so you have an understanding. Because for me, look, I was telling him, I'm going to be 65 in 60 days or so.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, this is about when I'm supposed to die. So why learn anything new? I'm going to die at 65, like my, you know, my ancestors. No, 65 today is like the new 40.
Yeah, it really is.
And there's a lot of people that are just starting their career at 65. And some of us, we're like programmed from old that when you're 65, you retire, you stop living. And then that's when people die.
Yeah.
Because they're not living anymore. They're not growing.
100%
learning is growing, and learning is living. So that's why I come here and I'm like, hey, this is fun.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of a Russian roulette thing. We have to be careful with it. But I'm amazed at what I'm learning through Scott and all his friends. And again, thank you, Scott. ScottDuffy.com. And AI, what is it? Maverick.ai?
AIMavericks.ai.
Okay, AIMavericks.ai. I'll get it right before it's over.
Okay.
So, Brad, your company, this is a whole new landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole new Monopoly game. It's like it's a whole new checkers game. It's a whole new chess game. It's like everything is all new all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The old stuff is kind of, push that aside. Let me show you something here, son. It's like, wow.
I think the future of AI is much more like Jarvis from Iron Man versus Terminator.
Mm.
I think the future of AI is a close companion to us in the things that we want to do and execute. And a lot of its voice is going to be voice command. Maybe we're not sitting in front of computers in 5 years.
So when you talk about Jarvis, I of course, being so old, think about Howard Jarvis in Proposition 13 here in California, which you weren't even born yet, I'm sure. See, that's how old I am. But I'm willing to learn. Are you old enough to remember Howard Jarvis?
Who the hell is that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking Marvel.
Right? We're talking 1977, I think. But anyway, that's just... right? I mean, come on, boys. Get with me here. But that's why... Well, listen, there's a lot of guys out there like me, a lot of men and women, that all of a sudden realize, wait a minute, I'm going to be 65. I'm not dead. I'm going to put all this knowledge of life and relationships, and I'm going to add some AI to it, and become super grandpa.
Super grandpa.
All right. Well, this is all stuff you'll learn about here on the show today. This show, AI Mavericks, this event that Scott's putting on, we're going to be here for two shows. So listen next week also, and we'll continue talking about it. We have one more segment here on the show today, but I'm blown away. And I hope that people go to your website, and I'm not going to give it to Scott one more time.
AIMavericks.ai.
We're going to take a break and be right back. Brad Moss, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
What's your website?
Enhanced.ai.
Enhanced.ai. With a D on it. All right, thank you. We'll be right back, everybody. Entrepreneur Weekly.
Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. My friend Dan Clark saunters up to the table and says, "Hey, Taylor, when are you going to interview me?" And I thought, the perfect guy. You're one of the speakers here. A world-class speaker. How many talks have you given in this?
6,076 countries. All 50 states, a few million people. Been doing this forever.
But I mean, just in the last few weeks, I saw a post you did the other day. It was like, you've done like 15 in the last few weeks.
Yeah, this is my ninth speech in the month of March. Kind of a busy month, but it's good.
So you and I, old friends and old guys.
Yeah.
Why are you here? I mean, because I know, Scott's both of our friends. Scott Duffy's event, we're talking about AI Mavericks. I was like, at first, I think I'm done. But we are far from done, Dan. Far from done.
I agree.
And so why are you here? What interests you about all this?
You know, you're just about 65, and I turned 70 on March 14th.
No, you did not!
So I've been doing this for over 40 years.
Zig Ziglar
was my sponsor in the National Speakers Association way back in 1982.
Good Lord.
You know, and I've...
Who was Zig Ziglar?
Yeah.
Get out of here!
Crazy. But I was the guy in the Reagan White House who took Mrs. Reagan's Just Say No program to all 50 states. So between 1983 and 1989, I spoke in three high schools every day, 15 a week,
for
140 school days every year. And then I did 150, 200 college, university campuses. And then they would get into HR marketing when they graduated, and they brought me into the corporate arena. I only bring that up, Alan, because the messages still have never changed. The topics change. Integrity. Service before self, commitment to excellence in all you do, discipline, work ethic, all the things that our grandparents built their lives, built their businesses on.
The foundation of America. The foundation of the world is really built on integrity and honesty.
Exactly. And statistics show that 85% of family-owned businesses go bankrupt by the third generation. And why is that?
Yeah.
Because these new folks refuse to subscribe to the same core values and governing principles that grandpa and grandma used to build and scale their businesses. And they think it's entitlement when America is still about opportunity. And so there's still a need for our messages.
Right.
I don't think my messages have ever gotten diluted or out of sync. They're still relevant to this day. My delivery system is different. So I have PowerPoints and I use my music. And, you know, it's just like your expertise in the world of automobile. You know, that when they, like you said earlier today, when they decided to make the Dodge Charger the muscle car, I remember the 60s. I remember to go drag racing. I remember being across the fence when the Beach Boys wrote Bob, 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 Baren, and they were way into race cars, drag racing.
Well, then they almost committed suicide by or brand slaughter by making it electric.
I know, come on. So let's just go back to basics. So the way I'm staying relevant is to just stay relevant with the character-based, faith-based, never-changing principles and truths that you and I were raised on that you go back 100 years, they have not changed. And that's what I focus in on as a speaker.
Okay, so AI, how are you? What are your, I've been watching you this whole day.
Yeah.
Sitting there taking notes.
Oh, yeah.
Watching, I don't think I've ever seen Dan Clark be more mesmerized than I've seen today.
Exactly. So I've written 37 books, all longhand. I still have a callus on my finger. Wow. Wrote them all longhand, every word in a yellow pad. I refuse to use ChatGPT to help me write a book. I don't want to do that. I think that adulterates the process. But when you learn about how to utilize it in an email campaign, how to utilize it in social marketing, how to be able to scale yourself and your wisdom to the world where you can actually have an automated system that clones you as this virtual entity that says, ask Scott Duffy, ask Alan Taylor, ask Dan Clark. When we've been around this long, we have some wisdom worth sharing, and why not figure out a way to scale it? And time is the most important to us. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Right.
But if I can automate my wisdom with AI, that's what I'm going to do. And this conference, of all the conferences I've attended or had an opportunity to speak at, Duffy's figured it out. The AI Mavericks really takes us to the next level because it's the implementation that I need right now.
Yeah. I love this guy. I love what you stand for. Thank you very much. You keep doing what you're doing, and I'll lift you up on my shoulders as much as I can because you have a great message.
And what a perfect, startling reminder. Alan's hair has not moved since 1977, which validates that the messages of character development and success have still never changed.
I've got weatherman hair. Dan Clark, thank you. We're going to have another show here from the Mavericks AI event. So listen in next week and you get another dose of this artificial intelligence only coming from true God-given intelligence.
And the most powerful intelligence is not artificial.
That's right. See you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The Maloof Foundation is confronting this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But this cause can't be won alone. Learn how you can join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity at MaloofFoundation.org. That's MaloufFoundation.org.